We have no rail network, poor broadband, and little access to transport-linked employment outside tourism or seasonal work. The exclusion limits of both access to high-paying jobs and remote opportunities, and the inequality significantly worsens at the cost of living strain on people in my own county. Rent is astronomical, supply is minimal. The Taoiseach, in response to my question yesterday, pointed out that there were 2,000 families at some stage of the effective concrete scheme, but 2,000 in a scheme that is 2,000 in progress. Where do these people go? Where do they go to rent? There's absolutely nowhere. The delays in payments mean that builders are taking longer than expected. Auxiliary grants that were granted may have been paid to homeowners who did not breach the cap, but has long since run out, leaving homeowners to try and pay for a mortgage and pay for a rent. How can families be expected to manage this while they have the lowest disposable income in the state? Defective concrete adds an unbearable cost to an already desperate cost of living crisis. Families right now are facing impossible decisions. Do I send my child to college, or do I allocate these funds to rebuild a structurally falling home? Do I choose to pay rent for an indefinite period, or halt their education, healthcare, and essential living costs? Do I face bankruptcy or remain stuck in an unsafe house? In Donegal, we have more than a cost of living crisis. We have rising grocery prices. We have a systematic injustice of neglect of worsening ill-conceived scheme. Families in Donegal shouldn't have to decide between their children's education and a safe home. They shouldn't have to be charged VAT twice on levies on a broken system. And they shouldn't face predatory contract practices while being abandoned by infrastructure and economic investment. They face all these while facing 40% increase in their weekly grocery prices, where families across the country are now currently facing. This is about restoring dignity and opportunities and fairness. We need to fix the scheme, we need to fix rents, we need to fix rebuilds, and we need to fix Donegal's future.